This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, how about yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean? Now folks, again, we got much to cover. I could go off on just listening to the propagandists and giving you the truth of the information. You're listening to how they found cocaine in the White House. Folks, it's been in there a long time. This isn't the first time it's been in there. Ask the Clintons. Ask Obama, ask the Bushes. Folks, this is distraction at its very best, and I wish that the American people would seriously open their eyes to the issue as to what is happening in the people's White House. They're not hiding anything, folks. The only thing that they're doing is conveying to you what they're guilty of on a daily basis, and they're the conservatives to do just the same as the CIA useful idiots continuously throw down their propaganda to the conservatives, or should I say, today's conservatives. And we all know what today's conservatives are, right? Yesterday's liberals, there's absolutely no difference. And again, put that up against Matthew 5:13. But aside of going there today, I want to stick to the topic because there's some things that I want to get home with concerning some of the stuff that I'm seeing out there, because I see this continuously. It's prevalent. It's not once in a while. And I, for the life of me, do not understand it, what people don't understand. If you take a straight stick and you put it up next to a deviated stick, the deviated stick is going to show itself being deviated in the face of or set next to the straight stick. When you know the Word of God and you know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, not in that order, it's easy to detect the lies, the deviations. Why? Because you've been quickened by that Spirit. We profit in the quickening of the Holy Ghost, friends, okay? And understanding that He brings to us. And the life is always in Christ, just making clear of that. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because this is one of the things that I seen right before the show. And as I looked at it, I said to myself, you've got to be kidding me. What it does is it shows for my friends at home, or driving, it shows one person praying, and then it has an arrow going up to Mama Mary, okay, as if to suggest that she is the mediator. She is not the mediator. Where are these people getting this from? Okay, the mediator is Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all of his people. Okay? There's only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12. His name is Jesus Christ, who is the mediator. He said to follow me. He said in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. What is this? This is man-made heresy. Hey, folks, this is heretical to suggest that a man should pray to Mama Mary. And then what it does, friends, is it goes to Mama Mary, direct prayer right to God. And then it shows the person praying with a direct line to God. And then it shows the direct prayer on the right side of this post with all the angels and saints. And then it says intercessory prayer. Hey, folks, this is confusion by design. That's what that is. We go to the Father through the Son and Him alone. If you got any questions or comments, please give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I'm just asking people where they're coming up with this stuff, and then they put it in front of themselves, and then they think somehow or another that they're going to heaven when it has nothing to do with Scripture whatsoever. And when I think of Scripture, I think of the book of Jeremiah, where it talks about the Queen of Heaven. And if that's not enough for you to understand that this is idolatry every step of the way, again, I don't understand what people don't understand. What it says in Jeremiah 7:18 is the children gather wood and the fathers kindle the fire and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. They give their labor, their sacrifice to the Queen of Heaven. Okay? And what does the Lord say to the prophet? And they pour out drink offerings to other gods. And what did the Lord say to them? To provoke me to anger. Oh my goodness. If you want to check these out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the live feed or beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. This is blasphemy. And I want to remind everybody that Jesus is the one that we follow. We do not follow man-made devices in any sense of the word. But I guess that's the new thing. And what I'm talking about, friends, is it's the new thing with people to serve everything by giving their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength to that. Where your treasure is, there is your heart also. They give all their strength to their idols and they ignore God, but they still want a little God in their life. And somehow or another, they feel that they're going to do that by creating idols that denounce God, that provoke God to anger, that the Lord Himself denounces. But again, here we are. People, if you're looking for answers, I'm giving them to you right now. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me remind you that this is blasphemy. The process of intercession, I'll say it one more time. We're going to take a hard break, and I'm going to come back on the other side of this. Here, what I'm doing, friends, is being a faithful witness to so many people that nobody wants to tell the truth to. I'll be that guy. I'll be that guy. Because you need to know that, again, you praying to Mama Mary and then it going to God is not scriptural at all in any sense of the world word. You know, I want to say this, too, because I think that on Judgment Day, there's going to be a whole lot of people on Judgment Day when they stand before my Father. There's going to be a whole lot of people who wish that they knew the difference between hate and love. Let me remind you. Hate does not tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And Scripture is very clear in 2 Corinthians 5:11. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's what judgment's going to be like. Read Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. And it says that we wish we could have fled from Him. We're going to be terror stricken. Folks, the Lord is not altogether such a one as thyself. Read Psalm 50. He said that He would set things in order. Let's learn that while we're here through Christ. Rather than on Judgment Day without Christ. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'll say it one more time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ. We're the fools for Christ on this planet, friends. Okay? We are the whole, by the Holy Ghost, we are His police. We are the light of the world that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5:11. And we're promised the victory in every given scenario if we hold to the cross and denying ourselves and taking that cross up and seeing it through and understanding, like Hudson Taylor said, that every move of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. Yes. Let's go to the next point. Okay, I wanted to say this. For someone thinking within themselves, Bradley, you're being divisive. No, read Matthew 10:34. Matthew 10:34. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. I come to bring division. What divides more than truth does? Nothing does. Okay? And the fact of the matter is we need to hold to His truth. And if it divides, it divides. Guess what that also does? It brings godly repentance to people, and it gives people understanding of something that someone else was unwilling to actually deliver to them in being a faithful witness that delivered their souls. That's why we hold to His truth at every given turn. I wanted to say this too. Well, Bradley, this is what I've been taught. Well, I'm telling you, and I'm saying this with my hand on your shoulder, that you've been taught wrong. And that's why I'm exposing this, and what I'm doing is holding to the scripture that shows the deviation or the heresy. When it comes to what the churches are teaching people today, they have left Christ. They have taken on man. Your love, if it is of the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, should tolerate no false doctrine in any sense of the word. Why? Because the Lord's doesn't. And that's the love that's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us if we be born in the Spirit of God. Does anybody wonder why there's 4,400 different denominations in the on this planet, on the earth? 4,400 different denominations. You know what's happened? They failed to follow Christ and they followed man. That's how cults are started. They fail to follow Christ and they follow man and his interpretation. Hey, folks, a child is the model of heaven. A child can understand the simplicity of what the word means, right? And if you don't understand, that's why you ask the Lord for the anointing and the Holy Ghost to teach you all things, like it talks about in 1 John 2:27. The anointing that abides in us teaches us all things. We need no man teach us anything, though we need the body of Christ, which is anointed and empowered by the Holy Ghost to raise us up into the image of Christ. In one body, unifying us for what? Ephesians 4:11 and 12, for the work of the ministry, right? Listen. Why is there 4,400 different denominations? This comes down to common sense play, friends. Why? Because man has left off Christ. And I'm going to show you another one here in a moment. What does Scripture say in 1 Corinthians 1:10? It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Whose mind? The mind of Christ. Whose judgment? The Lord's through Christ. That's pretty simple to understand, right? And then when I go over to Ephesians 4, I think of the same things. It's like, as I look at it, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace before the Lord, right? Walking in the fear of the Lord, one with another. There's one body. There's one Spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. You ready for this? Here it comes again. One Lord. One faith, one baptism, not 4,400, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Does it say anything about creating a denomination? Does it say anything about following man? No. Where we leave off the word, shut us off. We follow the Christ. We're not looking for followers. We're just doing our job. As it tells us, and I'm going to go over there right now, Luke 24, verse 47, and I want you to hear it verbatim, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And then what comes to my aid as I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost is Mark 16:15. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all the creation. Whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved, but whosoever shall not believe will be condemned. Now, I don't understand men that want a following. I don't know why men are looking for more followers so they can drag them over the top of the hill. If they're born of the Spirit, you don't have to drag them at all because they're going to be led just like you are. Read John 3:6 and Romans 8:14 when you get a moment. Okay? Here's the next one I've seen. And it's important that you see this because it exposes the false doctrine out there. And this is the modern gospel in America. Hey, folks, the gospel is good news to those that understand the bad news. If they don't understand the bad news, they don't understand the good news. Without Christ, they're condemned. Without Christ, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Without Christ, they are hellbound. And we are not to fear hell, we are to fear the Lord. Read Luke 12:4 and 5 when you get a moment as well. Now let me show you this next one. Someone posted this. Okay, this is a modern day evangelical that posted, "Go tell my people I'm coming, dash Jesus." Is that his message? Hey, folks, is that what he told the apostles to convey to the world as ambassadors? Or did he tell them, repentance, go preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21? Or how about Matthew 3, 2? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that the message? Or if that's not good enough, how about Acts 2:38, that we repent and be baptized, every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ, right? That's the message. It's not, go tell my people I'm coming. And I knew exactly when I seen it as to where this was coming from. So what I did is I just stepped into this one nicely. And again, remember what I said at the beginning of the show, that there's going to be a lot of people on Judgment Day that are going to wish they knew the difference between hate and love. Remember, Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my love. Why? Because it preaches such a message as the Master preaches even today. He hasn't changed. Hebrews 13:8. Man has changed. His message has never changed. And instead of the culture changing the church, how about the church holding to the Word of God and changing culture? Because that's the only way it's done. But what I was going to say is people better understand now the difference between hate and love. Remember, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Well, why would the Lord say that? By the way, chastisement means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Do fathers and mothers today, do they chastise their kids today because they hate their kids? Or do they chastise their kids because they love their kids? Matter of fact, Scripture tells us, on the other hand, that to he who withholds the rod hates his son. But he who loves him chastises him betimes, is what it says in the King James Version. So let's make distinction between what real love is and what hate is, okay? So when I corrected this individual right here that posted, go tell my people I'm coming, I said, that's not the scripture at all. That's not the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she comes back and she says, I understand scripture, totally on the defensive. And she says, so why all the anger? Why all the hate? And I said, are you kidding me? I said, 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that all scriptures given by the inspiration of God for doctrine. Then what did he say after that? Most people are done. Right there. Well, I had to finish Scripture and quoting Scripture in context. All Scripture is given unto us by the inspiration of God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Whoa, that the man of God may be what? Oh, let's go over there really quick. This is a live show, and we are flowing in the Holy Ghost, and I want to get to some more points in a couple minutes here. But again, I want you to hear this carefully as to what it says in 2 Timothy 3:16. For the Scripture, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. What does verse 17 say? I just wanted to see it in context here. It tells us in verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in unto all good works. No, folks, they don't want perfection. They want excuses as to why they're still in their sin, not understanding grace whatsoever. I'll be getting to that in just a moment here. Remember yesterday I had highlighted one of these posts that was thrown up there, and this individual said, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I fail. And yes, I struggle. Does anybody want that? No. Is that bringing the answers of Jesus Christ to the world? Absolutely not. This person said, but I'm God's mess, and God can turn a mess into a masterpiece. Really? Try that in the natural. How does that work out? A bunch of hypocrites, friends, and they sicken me to the core. I'm going to finish my point on the other side concerning this last post.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. USA News update. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early Saturday morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna C-550 crashed and burst into flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Arizona is not expected to get a break from what the National Weather Service in Phoenix is calling some of the worst heat wave the area has ever seen. People telling Fox 10 Phoenix they either love the heat or hate it.
I think it's yucky. I'm glad I work inside.
I enjoy coming out here and getting a sweat.
Excessive heat is expected for at least another week. Tyler Bench, a January 6th Capitol Building rioter who used bear spray, has received a lenient sentence from U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden. The Trump-appointed judge sentenced Bench to probation and 60 days home arrest. Prosecutors had sought a 9-month federal prison term. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. We're kind of jumping around a little bit, but we're being led. Romans 8:14. We want to make it radio for you, and that's what we're following, the lead of the Holy Ghost here. Wanted to let you know, too, if you go to the membership page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm sorry, not the membership, but the schedule, Bradley's schedule, we just got picked up yesterday at Fire and Water International Church. In Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to be there Saturday, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. Prior to that, August 24th through September 4th, we're going to be at the Minnesota State Fair for 12 hours a day. What an opportunity to reach out to about 3 million people. Also, on July 18th, we're going to be at a Covenant Church in the state of Minnesota. I'll give you more information as we get closer to that date. For the very reason that the bad guys basically are biting on our ankles, and they're trying to sabotage these events. And we're looking to get a date here in South Dakota as well. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're somewhere different every month, because what you need to know is in the next 3 to 4 months, we're also going to be on the East Coast doing television. We've been gearing up for that for the last 3 months, 4 months now, and I'm writing 3 books in the process and also out there publicly speaking, on top of doing radio and articles every day of the week. So, folks, we're making the most of the time that we have. We're to redeem the time, and that's exactly what we're doing here. But again, going back, we're going to be looking to do dates outside of, unless you're in Arizona, unless you're in Minnesota, or unless you're in South Dakota, we're probably about 3 to 4 months out right now. If you want to book us, text. Here's the number really quick, and we're going to get back to this. 1-866-233-0747 if you would like to book us. 1-866-233-0747. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to this. Someone posted, go tell my people I'm coming. Friends, that's not scripture. It's not scripture at all. Okay? As a matter of fact, when you go over to Luke 19:13, what does it tell us? He told his 10 servants, it tells us. Luke 19:13. As he delivered him 10 pounds to the faithful, as he gave more to the faithful. To those that entered into the joy of the Lord, they had more, not less. That's spiritual growth and understanding. He said unto them, to the faithful, occupy till I come. Did he say anything about, go tell my people I'm coming? No, no, no. When I corrected this person, the first thing that they came back with was, well, I believe in the rapture. Well, I'm glad you believe in the rapture, but I'm here to tell you it ain't true. You can go ahead and try to set yourself up from being responsored, or I'm sorry, raptured from responsibility all that you want to, but it doesn't make it so, okay? Because really what it comes down to, friends, is them trying to set themselves up. I mean, here, let me say it this way. This is the best way to say what I'm going to say next, okay? The point I want to make next. Here, go tell my people I'm coming. What's the best way to keep raising money from people that don't know the Word of God? Well, tell a rebellious church that they're going to be raptured from responsibility. That's what you do. Well, guess what? That's what they're doing. Did you hear what I said? That's what, in fact, they're doing. They're telling a rebellious church that they're going to be raptured from responsibility. No, they're not. They're going to be judged for what they do and for what they don't do, friends, period. That's scripture. Again, where do these people come up with this information? I know not. I know not in any sense of the word. Here, let me show you this really quick. I want you to hear for yourself. You're not going to be raptured from responsibility. Matter of fact, let me go over to John 17 really quick and see if this is enough for most people that know Scripture. Okay? And when I go over to John 17, what does it tell me? It tells me in John 17, I'm sorry, 15. I want to read it verbatim, friends. I have it in memory, but I want you to hear it perfectly from Scripture. This is King James Version, okay? John 17, verse 15. You ready for this? He said, I hope you're listening. I pray not, this is Jesus praying to the Lord for his disciples. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Huh. Interesting. Here, let's take it a step further.
I don't think Christians should believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine. This is a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland. And when we were on our Irish speaking tour a couple years ago, we actually visited and spent a few nights at Parscourt, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there. And the rapture doctrine was developed, but it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian Church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event from the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be his second coming. His first was the one that ended with his crucifixion and resurrection. That was his first coming. His second coming will be when he comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, he will bring with him the souls of the departed saints. And then those who are alive at the time of his return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompanied to the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment. And so it seems to me that it is illusory to invent this secret preemptory return of Jesus prior to his second coming.
Okay, so again, common sense comes into play. I mean, really what this is, friends, when people don't know Scripture, and those are the people that want to debate with you, they don't know it. Or what they'll do is they'll just cut you off like this lady did when I was loving on her by correcting her, reproving her, and instructing her through Scripture, not Bradley Dean's opinion, but what the Word has to say. What did she say? Well, outside of the fact that she said she believed in the rapture, I knew that's exactly where she was going. And I said, you're not going to be raptured from responsibility. You can pray all day. It ain't going to happen. The Lord's not going to raise up an army on this earth to take him out at the beginning of the battle. It's not going to happen. It's never happened. And it's not going to happen the way that the rebellious in the Church of America today, which is not the Church of Jesus Christ, the rebellious are teaching others so they can keep the money coming in to pay off their church buildings. They're giving them another false heretical doctrine that somehow or another you're going to be raptured from responsibility, and by you supporting us, you got a gateway right straight into the pearly gates. You are sadly mistaken. That is heretical. That is absolutely heretical on so many different fronts. The rapture is created as an exit strategy for those who have refused to obey the Lord. That's exactly what it is. Let me say it again. And why do they refuse to obey the Lord? Because they hate him. That's why I said earlier, you better understand what love and hate is right now, friends, because on Judgment Day, you're going to find out that the opposite is true if you don't understand it right here and right now. This is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you, said Jesus. We're in those times right now. And again, what an opportunity that we have. The rapture is created as an exit strategy for those who have refused to obey the Lord. Look at the fruit of these people, and look at how little they know of Scripture. Period. That's the bottom line. I want to make another point here. This morning I was on a television program in Michigan. And one of the questions that was asked to me is, you know, Bradley, how is it that you keep rolling forward? How is it that you find hope in these dark times? Well, here's the bottom line, friends. The darker the world gets, the brighter we are. And there's a reason for that. And I want to tell you what that is. The Lord hasn't changed. Man has changed, and I've said this a million times. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. If he didn't change, who changed? Man's changed. Okay? And what is the message that brings people to hopelessness? Well, what's the message? Fear. Consequence of circumstance, consequence of man. But what happens when they have their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith? They'll overcome. If you're hopeless, friends, I can tell you this. It's because of what you're feeding on. That's the reason that you're hopeless. Because when I look at the Word of God, I see nothing but the Lord causing us to overcome. I mean, I think of, in great specifics or specificity right now, I think of Psalm 121 when David said, my help cometh from the hills. I think of Psalm 27 when the Lord, here, you know what? I just want to go there because I want you to see it for yourself. And I want to give it to you exactly as the house Scripture gives it. And this is King David. And by the way, we are the seed of David, just so we all understand, right? The Lord is my light and my salvation. King David said, whom shall I fear? This is the man that studied the law day and night. Read Psalm 1, right? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Did you hear that? If the Lord is the strength of your life, whom shall you be afraid? First and foremost, friends, understanding that the promises of God are for you. Let me say it this way. John Knox said, live in Christ, die in Christ, and the flesh need not fear death. Live in Christ, die in Christ, and the flesh need not fear death. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
At The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I was asked this morning on a program, social media television program out of Michigan. So where is it that you gather all this hope? And I said, it's what you feed on. I'm feeding on the bread of life all the time, 635, John. And that's where I want to be. If you're led of the Spirit, you're going to survive off of the things of the Spirit. So that's my natural milk by going to the Christ, because I'm born of His Spirit, right? And that's what I had shared with this interviewer this morning. And I said, my hope is in Him. And I go through all of what you talk about, you know, the fear and the hopelessness. I said, but it lasts for about 15 minutes. And after that, I'm on top of the world again. And if you remember right, Paul, the guy that wrote or was inspired to write 2/3 of the New Testament, he said that he died daily. He understood that his life was in Christ. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Philippians 1:21, right? And it's also interesting that when you look in the Old Testament, there was a morning sacrifice and an evening sacrifice. So the process of death is very symbolic of the old in the new in Christ. So we're constantly dying. You can also read 2 Corinthians 4. Also, what comes to my aid is D.L. Moody, the famous Chicago preacher, who said, listen to me carefully. He said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. It totally is. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He's exactly right. So, if I feed on the Christ, I'm going to overcome. Read 1 John 5:2. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? The Christ did. Hebrews 12:2. Now, I want to give you this in ending, and I want to get to another point, and I want to encourage everybody to understand scriptural grace once again. Christians should live in the world, but not be filled with the world. They should be filled with the Word of God. See, because a ship lives in the water, but if the water gets into the ship, she goes to the bottom, doesn't she? Yep, she does. So Christians may live in the world, but if the world gets into them, they'll begin to sink. And I'll tell you what, friends, you can get around people and know exactly who they serve within minutes of being around them. By their conversation, by what they wear, what they care about, what they watch, the list goes on. It's all there. And if you're filled with more of the world, no wonder why you're hopeless. This world doesn't offer you hope. It offers you a counterfeit hope. And all of the things that continuously let you down. The end of sin is what? Death. Right? And if you have your heart attached to something before the Lord, that is idolatry. The Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And he meant just that. Just that. The end of sin is death. Now let me get to this next point. So you guys all know that I started writing a book last month. And then before I knew it, I was writing two books in the same one. So I had to gut and separate the two books, one from another, because there was two different books coming out of me. And then all of a sudden the Lord drops on me a title for another book. And it's like, that one should be easy to write. Now, that's probably going to be the difficult one, because I think it's going to be easy. But so I'm in the middle of writing three books. And this is from the Soldiers of the Cross book, which is hopefully going to be out in about a month here. But I want you to hear this. We all know that Ephesians 2:8 tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now keep in mind, we're repentant at this point. And if you go to Ephesians 2:1, it says that we're dead to trespasses. We're dead to our sin. We're not alive to our sin anymore. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Okay? Listen to the definition of grace in Webster's 1828 dictionary. Listen carefully. Favor. Mercy. Pardon. Yes, we all know that. Unmerited favor, right? It also defines out as spiritual instruction, spiritual improvement, spiritual edification. That's the definition of grace. Favorable influence of God. Listen carefully. Grace defined in Webster's 1828. Divine influence, or the influence of the Spirit to do what? I'm going to give you the answer. In renewing the heart and restraining from sin. Not to excuse sin. Virtuous or religious affection or disposition, as a liberal disposition. Faith, meekness, which means power under control. Remember, Moses was the meekest man alive, and he was sent to the face of Pharaoh and commanded him by the authority of the Lord to let his people go, right? It also means humility, being who you are, not being who you are not, friends, okay? Patience, proceeding from what? Webster's 1828 defines grace as proceeding from divine influence. Hey, folks, I want you to hear this. Jesus is a savior from sin. He's a sinner savior. Okay? This is from my book, Soldiers of the Cross, Grace. He makes the worst of sinners into the best of saints. The Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. Isn't that right? Yep. He does. As a matter of fact, this is the purpose that he came into the world, and that is to seek and save that which is lost. But how can you do that if you don't know what you've been saved for? And most people don't even know what the word sin is. They don't realize that Jesus came into the world to deliver them from their sin, Matthew 1:21. That's why they never go on in seeking and saving that which is lost. They don't know what they're saved for. But I'll tell you what, if you're truly saved from your sin, the power of God is going to lead you, which means to be driven in the direction that you're supposed to go. You don't need anybody telling you what you're supposed to do. Just like Paul said in the book of Galatians, he sought not flesh and blood. He went to the Lord for instructions. Okay? Now listen to this. Catherine Booth rightly said, if there is no servitude with your salvation, you can rest assured there is no salvation. That's right. If you have no, Charles Spurgeon said, if you have no desire for others to be saved, it's because you yourselves are not saved. So let me go to Grace Exhibited really quick. If you want to see grace on full display, just look to them that were saved from their sins. That's how grace is glorified. To the praise of the glory of His grace, Scripture tells us in Ephesians 1:6, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. How is He glorified in grace? By taking sinners and making them saints. As a matter of fact, the best illustration of grace abounding in individuals would be choose the men in whom sin once abounded. Isn't that right? Absolutely. When I got saved, I mean really saved, the first thing my brother said to my mom is, that is not the same Bradley. That was one of the greatest compliments I ever had. When somebody says to me, Bradley, how do you know he's the real God? I can tell you, because he changed me. And what he put in me, no devil in hell can take it out of me. That's who you know who my daddy is. Okay? That's the power of the gospel. So again, if you want to look at the best illustrations of grace abounding in individuals, go to the men whom sin once abound. We might magnify the grace of God when we talk of David, when we talk of Manasseh, when we talk of swearing Peter, the dying thief, Saul of Tarsus, and the woman that was a sinner in John 8. Do we not? So therefore, if we want to see where grace abounded, we naturally turn our eyes to the place, where grace abounds, we naturally turn our eyes to the place where sin abounded. Where sin abounded. And what does Scripture tell us, friends? But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace is stronger than sin. The redemption of Jesus Christ gives unto us, friends, what Adam and Eve never had in a million years. We're talking about the Son of God shedding His blood to redeem us from all evil. In what? Reconciling us back unto the Father through His sacrifice. Therein lies the gospel of Jesus Christ. But there is understanding of real grace. Where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. And again, if we want to see where grace abounded, we naturally turn our eyes to the place where sin abounded. And what did He do for them? It means He'll also do it for you. That's real grace. Jesus Christ saves people from their sin. He didn't come to allow people to remain in their sin. That's not a testimony of His grace. A testimony of His power and His grace is the transformation of our lives only through Him in Christ Jesus. And we go to 2 Corinthians 5:17 as the Holy Ghost gives remembrance. And what does it say? All things old have passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Folks, until you understand what I just said, it is time for you to repent. Put your hand or put yourselves on that Bible. Put a circle around it and say, Lord, I'm not moving. You're right. I'm wrong. I want you to renew everything within this boy that I become your son or your daughter for your glory. Amen.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.